Time for another episode of NDL Sports Center. This is your host, Sammy 33. We are in block three. Some games have been played. Let's check out some highlights and scores. But before we get there, let's check out the top 25. So other than Texas and LSU being swapped, 1 through 10 is exactly the same. When you get to 11 to 20, get some variety. Louisville higher in the coaches poll. USC higher in the media's poll. Florida in the middle, Washington State in the middle. You've got in that 16 to 20 range, Penn State, Ohio State, Central Michigan. Then looking at the bottom five, Auburn in both, Oklahoma in both, Miami in both, South Florida in both. You've got Northwestern lurking, Tulane lurking as well. Looking at some scores, no highlights for this one, but a score that came across that shocked the system last night. Hawaii off to a good start, but SDSU struggling out the gates. Shut out in the second half, they lose 31-14 to Hawaii and Jeff Daddy. So SDSU, rough first third of the season. Go to some highlights. Liberty hosting Miami of Ohio. Liberty's been involved in some close games this season. Right now they're down three. Big stop there on third down, the field goal. It's going to be good. So Miami of Ohio up six with a minute to go. Big conversion here. And then first and 10, 50 seconds left. Sibley coming through, breaking the tackle. He's going to take that one to the house. Liberty just needs the extra point to go up. The kick is good. So 50 seconds to go. Liberty with the lead late. And then big play here. Reggie Virgil breaking the tackle, getting inside field goal range. And again, coming up with the big catch, just can't get any end zone. And then first and goal, we got 11 seconds left, no timeouts for the Red Hawks. What do you do here? You call a pass, still at the back of the end zone. They call a run, and it's stuffed. So Liberty hangs on for the win. Salter. Great game for Liberty, 12 for 22, 365, four touchdowns for Miami. It's the balance. Gabbert threw for 287, Mosey running for 234, just the difference of 1 point. And then we have some ACC action. Wake Forest hosting NC State. Pull me back with the Wolfpack. Would have been nice if his first rivalry game would have been at home, but I know he's happy to be back home regardless with his favorite school. Looking to get off to a good start in ACC action. Wake Forest looking to play spoiler here, Coach Lamb Chop. And there would be a lot of action in the first half. First up, Wake Forest moving the ball down the field. Inside the red zone. And third and goal, big play here. Uh-oh. Interception. And that's going to get ran back a long way. Not quite all the way for a touchdown. But it will set the Wolfpack up with a short field. They'll be inside the 10 off the pick. So a huge momentum swing. And Waters finds the end zone. So 7-0 Wolfpack later in the first. Play action. Lurking right behind the lineman is the linebacker. And then McCall. Waiting. Look at that. Good catch there. Making a catch in front of the safety, third and goal. The slant. 14-0 Wolfpack. Wake Forest trying to get something going on offense. White making the pick, breaking the tackle, and pressing up the field. Won't run it back. We'll get close to midfield. Waters in the Wildcat gets the score. It's 21-0. And Wake Forest again. Moving the ball, so getting inside field goal range, the red zone once again. But again, a big turnover. This interception, unfortunately, going to be a little more costly because this will result directly in a touchdown. 28-0 Wolfpack. They go on to win this one 31-7. The homie wins his first game back in the ACC. For the Deacons, Hank throwing for 307 yards. The problem, though. Six interceptions, turnovers definitely tell the story in this one. Going to group of five action, Coach Maverick in Middle Tennessee hosting Rice and the track superstar Boss Ranger. Group of five action outside of the conference. And Rice almost blocks that field goal. Tucked in, so it's going to be a 3-3 game. We got the jet motion. And Rice getting down the field, trying to make something happen early in the second quarter. Nice play there. The RPO action and the tight end getting into the end zone in three outs. What's one way to stop the option? We'll just tackle the guy that's going to get the pitch. Look at that. Just picks it up with one hand. And he's going to take it into the end zone. So the game knotted up at 10 right before the half. Blue Raiders airing it out. And the deep ball is going to be successful. Touchdown for Middle Tennessee. They'll be up 17-10. And right before the half, look at this. Rice just chucking it deep. Bounce, bounce. Hit. Deflected it to himself. Guess we're playing volleyball here. And he's going to try to run it back. Get into the 40. Spins in. Uh-oh. That tackle right there might have saved a touchdown. So 17-10. But Rice comes out firing. Warner finding Connors out the backfield. Touchdown. 17-17. Block and release. Willis getting into the end zone. 24-17. Then big scramble here by Warner on fourth down. That's how you start out the fourth quarter. Fourth and two. Rice looking to convert again. Tight window throw. Gets hit but holds on. Then fourth and goal. Fourth down. Big in the stride. Oh, can't believe he made the catch there. Linebacker just missed an opportunity for a pick. So 24-24. And then throwing into double coverage. Not enough on that ball. And Rice is going to get good field position. Big play here. Cutting up the field is Dickman. He had five catches for 63 yards on the day in this one. And then Connors running it in. So Rice up seven. And then fourth down, just not able to get the first there, a yard short. And then Connors, longest run of the day, 38 yards. He'll get tackled at the five. And Rice, their winners on the road, 31-24. Big day for Dean Connors, 104 yards on the ground, 83 yards out the backfield, catching it. Three touchdowns for him as he leads his team to a win. Sticking with mid-major play, we've got Western Michigan hosting South Alabama. King Salty looking to get a win on the road. And the option keeper is going to work. He's able to break outside. And that is going to be a 60-yard run for a touchdown. So the Jaguars going up 7-0. And then later in the half, touchdown pass over the middle of 24-0. South Alabama winners 41-10. Balanced offense for South Alabama. 200 yards on the ground, 212 through the air, and the defense forcing three turnovers in the win. Looking at some more highlights. Some big 12 action. Texas Tech undefeated coming in, taking on the Arizona Wildcats. Texas Tech looking to get off to a good start, and they would. Taj Brooks running up the middle and just blasting. Look at that. Blasting the safety, getting it to the end zone, 7-0. Arizona trying to respond. This is a kick, but the defense stepping up. Stokes with the interception. They're keeping points off the board. Arizona trying to make something happen on offense. And look at this deep ball. McMillan, big catch there. Getting inside the 10, fourth and one into the end zone. So 7-7 right before the half. Nice catch there by Josh Kelly. Touchdown Red Raiders, 14-7. And then getting the ball back. Look at that. No idea how we caught that. But the kick is going to doink off the upright. So it's still 14-7. Third and 15. The Red Raiders coming up with a pick. One of five on the day. Harrison Pilot getting that one. And fourth and two. The Brooks getting the first down. and then getting in the end zone, touchdown, Red Raiders, 21-7. Defense stepping up again. A nice return. Can they get the ball in field goal range? But an interception. So costly pick there by Morton. Stokes doesn't get out the end zone, almost does, causing problems. And then 4th and 1, late in the third, still 21-7. And then the big play here, user alert, the interception. Nice play by Coach Wilds. That's not going to get ran back, but it'll be run back into Wildcats territory. And then 1st and 10, Dre McCray getting in the end zone. And Texas Tech, 34-13 winners. Great game by the defense. 5 interceptions and holding Arizona to just 8 yards rushing. Brooks leading the way for the Red Raiders yet again. Another highlight run for him. And we'll head out to Oregon. The Beavers hosting the Gamecocks. Coach Real Dre looking to get South Carolina going. Oregon State looking to get a win at home. Pull an upset. And it's off to a good start so far. 3-3 early in the second quarter. And then nice play there. Blitz. Nice route up the middle. 10-3 Beavers. McCoy, 3rd and 14. Able to pick up a huge gain there. Picking up 28 yards with the run. And then getting into the end zone on a draw. 17-3 Beavers. Defense stepping up for Oregon State. Interception. Won't be able to get into the end zone, but it will lead to a field goal. So up 17 right before the half. Sellers looking deep. Nick Harbor making the catch. If he didn't have to jump, he would have scored. So deep, high relief for the Oregon State faithful. But it doesn't matter. There he is again coming up with the catch there midway through the fourth. And then Sanders pushing his way into the end zone. 23-10. Sellers looking deep again. Harbor, man, what a game for this guy. Another catch. Then 1st and 10. Jared Brown making a catch, getting into the end zone. So now just a 6-point game. Can the Gamecocks get the ball back? The answer is no. Beavers recovered onside kick, and they hold on to win 23-17. McCoy going for almost 200 yards for the Beavers, a TD and a pick. Nick Harbor, 4 receptions, 201 yards. So he, the big weapon in this game for South Carolina. Speaking of weapons, UCLA hosting Penn State. Sturdivant had a good game against Texas Tech. Would he be able to do the same against Penn State? 3-0 game, 3rd and 12, looking deep, looking for him. But those in a double coverage, that's going to be a pick. Nittany Lions getting the ball inside UCLA territory. They take advantage, 3rd and 7. Tyler Warren boxing out the linebacker, making the catch. And then option pitch, Singleton's going to take that to the house. Penn State going up 7-3. 4th and inches, big play here. And TJ Harden just gets the first down. UCLA trying to roll the dice again. 4th and 3. Ball isn't caught, but it will be incomplete. Penn State getting the ball, driving up the field, but Aller throwing an interception. So that could prove costly. UCLA, they move the ball past midfield. But Penn State coming up with the pick. So to end the half, it'll be 7-3. A couple minutes into the third quarter, Singleton just gets in the end zone. Ball breaking the plane, 14-3. Garbers, 2nd and 1, rolling out, finding Logan Loya for the touchdown. 3rd and 5. Uh-oh. Pick 6. UCLA. Defense coming up with a big play. 17-14. Penn State will respond. 3rd and long. Julian Fleming on the post route. That's going to be a touchdown. Penn State retaking the lead. 21-17. And then look at this. Sturdivant. Mentioned him earlier. What a catch. And that leads to this. With 2 minutes to go, TJ Harden just getting in the end zone. But to make it a 3-point game, the extra point's blocked. So Penn State, they just have to get in field goal range. And Aller's looking. He's looking. And open, spinning out of bounds to the 43-yard line. Then look at this. Defensive lineman just bull rushing through two blockers. That leads to a pick. Penn State does force a third down. Just need to get a stop. Oh, just missing an interception. That would have put them in field goal range. But UCLA pulling off the upset against ranked Penn State at home. They went 23-21. Harden with 99 yards on the ground. Touchdown. Aller threw for 229. Three interceptions, none more costly than the last one. Speaking of interceptions, Florida State hosting SMU, a game that saw quite a few. Sometimes it's not how many you throw, it's when you throw them. Speaking of, DJ right before the half. Oh, yeah, that's going to be costly. Pick six right before the half, the NDL special. SMU up 17-10. And guess what? Start the half, throw a pick too. Why not? So DJ not helping out his team. And Jennings able to break outside of the defensive end. And he's going to take that into the end zone, 17-yard run. So SMU up 14. With a buck 45 to go. DJ looking deep. He finds his target, Douglas. Touchdown. 2-point conversion, not good. But oh no, Jennings. He has a receiver open. The ball hangs in the air just a little bit too long. Interception for the Seminoles. Very next play, DJ finding Benson, able to keep his foot down. The 2-point conversion, good. High game. 48 seconds to go. Jennings trying to find a tight end. That's going to be picked. Florida State down 14 points with 2 minutes to go, trying to make something happen. Douglas found by DJ. That's going to set FSU up for a field goal. The field goal right down the middle. Florida State with 17 points in about a minute 47. They steal a win against SMU. The teams combined for six interceptions. DJ throws for 360. Rashard Smith dominant on the ground, 97 yards. I'll top over to the SEC. Alabama hosting Vandy. Coach D. Kennedy looking to get his team going early. And the defense coming. An overthrow, third and 14. And that is going back to the house. Sab with a 31-yard TD, 7-0. Williams using his speed, just sneaking inside the pylon, 14-0. And then a crazy play here. Vandy trying to get tricky, doesn't work. And then almost a safety, but Miller able to break the tackle. Angle screen gone wrong. See, doesn't always work. And the Bama defense stepping up again. Looks like it's going to be a sack. Ball comes out fast. Corner breaking. And that's going to be a pick that won't quite get to the end zone, but it'll get down to the 16. And then the quarterback keeper into the end zone is Milroy. Bama winners 33-7. Milroy combining for three touchdowns in this one. The Bama defense holding Vandy to negative 2 yards rushing. Dominant performance. We're going to head back to Group of Five action. Sam Houston hosting UTEP. Rivalry action. And if you like turnovers, some key ones in the first half. Sam Houston up by 7. And Watson finding his target, but he gets blasted. And guess what? That fumble's going to get picked up by Smith. And he's going to return that for a touchdown. So it looks like they're going to give up points. They score a touchdown, tie the game right before the half. Up 7. Watson looking for his target. But Sheldon breaks on the ball first. And that is going to be a return for a touchdown. So UTEP with two big defensive scores in the first half. They're up 14, a 14 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. TD run by Jackson. Sam Houston not going away. Touchdown pass. Down 14. Going for the onside kick. Around a lot of people. Bearcats recover. And guess what? They are driving down to the 1 yard line after the sliding catch. And Watson keeps it on the sneak. This time, the onside kick, though, doesn't go 10 yards, but it's okay. Bearcats have all three timeouts, just have to get a stop. But Jackson breaking his longest run of the game, 27-yard run, and UTEP able to hang on at the end. They win 42-35. Defense obviously helping out with those two defensive scores. Watson, those were 300 yards. Makes you wonder how that last drive would have looked if they would have got the ball back just for one more shot. Now let's take a look at some scores. K-State, they went on the road against OSU, able to take advantage of getting the lead early. Big touchdown by Keenan Garber on a pick six, helping out 121 yards from Giddens on the ground. Oregon State squeaking one out on the road against CSU, 28-27. The difference in this game, a two-point conversion in the fourth quarter. The Beavers convert, and they're able to get the road win. Texas, speaking of road wins, they get a win at Mississippi State, 41-15, 24-0 in the first half. Arch Manning looking good, 19-29, 284 yards, two touchdowns, a rushing one as well. USC continues to remain undefeated. They win at home, 42-14 against Minnesota. Miller Moss with four TD passes, Branch catching three of them. He had 145 yards on six receptions. Iowa losing a heartbreaker at home to Boston College. They fall 28-21 in OT. Both teams with balanced attacks. It just came down to overtime. Iowa could not score with the ball. Tough start to the season for them. Their in-state rivals faring a bit better this block. Iowa State shutting out Houston 31-0. The Cyclones defense forcing six interceptions and holding Houston to 17 yards rushing on the ground. Tennessee used a 28-point second quarter to lead the way in a 35-9 win. Nico with four TD passes, 12 of 13, 246 yards. Cannot get much more efficient than that. Sampson adding 65 yards on the ground as well with a touchdown. Florida Atlantic putting up 54 points on the road. They win 54-28 over Northern Illinois. DJ Campbell, 57 yards on the ground, three touchdowns. Fancher did throw three picks, but he also threw two touchdowns and threw for 488 yards. Oregon puts up 38 at home. They beat UCLA 38-28. Dylan Gabriel going for three touchdowns, 299 yards. Jordan James adding a touchdown on the ground, 77 yards. Army ran the ball well in this one, 241 yards, but not enough. They fall to Tulsa, 14-28. Kanye led the game for Army with a 135, two touchdowns. Jackson rushed for 80 for Tulsa, and Cooper passing for three TDs. Clemson remains undefeated. They beat the Seminoles 38-31. They outscore them 28-14 in the second half. Phil Maffa, 211 yards, a lot of stiff arms, and a touchdown. Penn State bouncing back. They had the loss to UCLA. They beat Illinois. Singleton, a great game, 225 yards on the ground, three touchdowns as well, as Penn State rides a strong first half to the win. Fresno State struggles in the second quarter, but they use a strong second half, 20 second half points to come from behind to beat Illinois, 30-27 on the road. Fresno State, 3-2 on the campaign. Carolina offense continues to light up the scoreboard. They put up 49. They win 49-17. Max Johnson, four touchdown passes, 320 yards. Hampton, a 119 on the ground, two touchdowns. And lastly, Cam Ward and the Hurricanes, winners at home, 52-21 over Cal. Great game by Ward, 364 yards, five touchdowns. Martinez adding 87 yards on the ground with a TD as well. Looks like Miami's got his swagger back. That comeback win against the Aztecs, getting them going. That'll wrap it up for this episode. We'll be back Thursday. Still some big games in this block to take a look at. So we'll look at that action. and see what's on the horizon. Block 4.